You know what it is. That's right. It's time to talk money with your money nerd and financial coach. Now, tighten those purse strings and open those ears. It's the Money Talk with Tiff podcast.
Welcome to another Tiffany's Take episode. So with Tiffany's Take, I answer your money questions or I'll go over something finance related that I have a take on. So for this episode, it's actually a question. And if you want your question answered on the podcast, go to www.moneytalkwitht.com/xTiffany, and I'll be more than happy to answer for you. So with that being said, let's get right into it. So this person asks, what is blow money when you're talking about a budget? So if you've been following me for quite some time, I use this concept called blow money or fund money, making sure that you have that line item in your budget. So what is it? Blow money or fund money is just money that you put to the side for you to do whatever it is you like to do, right? So when we're budgeting, we want to make sure that every dollar is accounted for. So in order to, you know, for those times where, you know, maybe it's something that came up that's not in the budget. Maybe you saw this nice candle, you know, at Walmart or something, or something that you just wanted to pick up. You can use that blow money or fund money line item and cover it. So I usually tell people, you know, regardless of how much money you have, make sure you put something in there, whether it's $5, $10, just so that way you don't feel like you're depriving yourself. Because we all know when we feel deprived, you know, things don't turn out quite as well. So, you know, think in terms of dieting for most people, when you're like, oh my gosh, I can't eat this, it makes you want it even more. And so we don't want that to happen with your budget. So we want to make sure that we have that blow money or fund money line item, and you can, you know, treat yourself a little bit. So I highly recommend adding that to your budget if you don't have that already. And it's just important because you never know what'll come up, and then it prevents you from taking from another category. So that's the other thing with budgeting. You want to make sure if you are over budget in something, you're covering it with another line item. So let me give you an example. Let's say, for instance, I'm in the store and I'm like, ooh, my kids need XYZ. Okay. Well, I didn't think about this ahead of time. And usually I wouldn't do just, you know, on the spot purchases. Usually I go to the store with the list, but this time I'm like, oh shoot, I forgot about that. I need to get that. And so I look at my budget and I'm like, oh, well, I have blow money there, right? So what I would do is take whatever. So let's use numbers just to make it more realistic. So let's say it is a $100 item. Okay. Let's say I only have $50 in, let's say kids clothing. Let's say that's what it is. Okay. Sorry, y'all. I'm coming up with this off the top of my head, so bear with me. So let's say, for instance, it's kids clothing. It's $100 to get them, to pick them up something that I didn't plan for ahead of time. So I have, let's say $50 in my clothing line item, which I can use, but now I have another $50 that needs to come from somewhere else. So in that instance, I can tap into my blow money instead of dipping into another line item, maybe like vacation or eating out or what have you. I can just dip into that blow money or fund money category, depending on whatever you want to call it. And now the thing is covered. And so I use that as kind of like my cushion. I go over with my clients cushions, right? You want to make sure you have some type of cushion. Even though we're telling every dollar where we want it to go, we want to make sure that just in case if something else comes up, you have that cushion there. So think of the blow money or fund money line item as your cushion. So every dollar has a place to go, even your cushion. Okay. So think about it like that, because if you just leave the money there and you don't account for it, it's not going to be there for long. I can guarantee it. I've seen it happen too many times where people just leave it. They're like, oh, well, I need a cushion. I'm going to just leave $50 in my account. Okay. But then we get towards the end of the month, and where'd that $50 go? We have no idea, because it wasn't accounted for, right? So use your blow money or fund money line item as a cushion. That would be my biggest tip for you, because it's very important to make sure that you don't get off the rails, you don't derail in your progress. And especially if you're starting out, like once you get a little budgeting under your belt, you've been doing it for a while, it's not as crucial, even though I still recommend it. But when you are first starting out, it is imperative that you have that line item on your budget. So that way, you know, you have a little something, something. And if you have it at the end of the month, like for instance, I have a fund money for not just my personal budget, but also my business budget. And if it gets to the end of the month and I still have my fund money, I'm like, oh, well, let me treat myself or let me get something for the business, you know, that type of thing. So definitely, definitely, definitely add that in if you don't have it already. And whoever asked this question, I hope that that answered it for you. And, you know, if you all need any other help, just please let me know. Go to moneytalkwitht.com. You can find all my information there and I would be more than happy to help. And if you want your question answered on the podcast, go to www.moneytalkwitht.com/AskTiffany. You can either do a text like this one was, or you can do a voice. And if you do voice, I'll have you playing on the episode. And all of this can stay anonymous. You know, as you can see, I don't mention anybody's name. So definitely check it out. And I would love to hear your questions. I look forward to talking with you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening, joining, and being a part of the Money Talk with Tiff podcast this week. You can check Tiff out every Thursday for a new Money Talk podcast. But if you just can't wait until next week, you can listen to previous podcast episodes at moneytalkwitht.com or follow Tiff on all social media platforms at Money Talk with T. Until next time, spend wise by spending less than you make. A word to the money wise is always sufficient.